As the kids leave this room, I invite you to pray with me. Lord, I lean not on my own understanding, God. Those are idle words. I pray that you breathe life into these words, God, because you make something beautiful out of anything. Open our hearts, open our minds, so that we may receive your precious word, God. Amen. I wonder what Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, spoken at last week's inauguration, would have sounded like in Spanish. I wonder if the language of my immigrant mother, the language of my abuela, the language of my heroes, could have transcended the whole charade. I wonder what this passage would have sounded like if it had been read by the White House cleaning lady. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Read by a little in an air language, the heart, they will see God, be fed by black. Are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I wonder what it would look like to see the kingdom of God manifest on their lips. That's what happened. That's not who our country demands God to bless. We instead live in a world where blessedness is preceded by a hashtag. I know this because I am a guilty Instagram offender. I have contributed to the 66,073,784 hashtag blessed Instagram. Doesn't even include the praying hands emoji. Images of vacations, of kids, fitness goals, achievements, baby announcements, weddings, and selfies. These are all worthy of celebration. But we don't find them in Jesus' litany to the disciples. Here, Jesus ascends to the mountains with his disciples and reshapes their conception of blessedness and challenges their sense of identity. Citizens under Roman rule. Their whole life, they grew accustomed to an empire that benefited from the labor of peasants. Roman officials' intentions were masked by propaganda. Rome will bless the world with health and wealth. Rome's empty promises function as an opiate. An Instagram filter that camouflages a haunting reality. Rather, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount depicts a vision of God's empire, an alternate universe in which the exploited shall prosper, in a social order that esteems status and wealth. Jesus redistributes power to the least of these. Jesus is all about a good plot twist. His words are an extension of God's grace to the marginalized and the hopeless and invites us into deeper discipleship with Jesus. We are brought here in this passage at the intersection of the already and that which is to come. Our current reality is not lacking in those poor of spirit. Do you feel it? Do you feel the utter enormity of the world's chaos? Surrendering to helplessness is so tempting. Checking out, withdrawing, it's also alluring, isn't it? What a privilege that I have the option to disengage, to not check Facebook, to withdraw. There are people in this room who can't, who have no other choice but to fight for survival. The image above comes from the Gospel in Art by the peasants of Solentina May. Solentina May is a small community that resided in the archipelagos within Lake Nicaragua. A priest who documented the commentaries of the commentaries and reveal a raw account of the word to their eyes. I want to share with you their words. Alejandro of Solentina May says, "What we see here are two things. One is the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of equality, where we must all be like brothers and sisters. The other thing, the system we have, which is brand new, centuries old, the system of rich and poor." Ernesto adds, "In the Bible, those poor people are also considered to be good people. Well, kindly and holy, while their opposites are the oppressors, the rich, the proud, the pious." These invaluable accounts were recorded before Solentina's complete destruction in 1977 by the Somoza dictatorship. Their words and resistance are a blessing to us this morning. These are the legacies of martyrs, persecuted prophets, and embodied manifestation of the Beatitudes. You see, when we exclude the very voices Jesus crowns as blessed from theological conversations and education, we deny ourselves the splendor of the gospel made flesh. We deny ourselves Jesus. When we deny black and brown bodies, LGBTQ folk, native communities, our Muslim neighbors, immigrants, and refugees a seat at the table, we deny Christ. You see, I didn't see it before. And I still can only see it through a distorted filter. When we exclude these groups Jesus would name as blessed from marches and protests, we forfeit holy ground. When we build walls, we make fear our Lord. It turns out, Jesus has been at the other side of the fence the whole time. There is an intimacy with these blessings that I can only get a glimmer of. I am distanced from them this side of the eschaton. Jesus knows what it is like to be poor of spirit, mournful, hungry for righteousness, to be persecuted. Because the Beatitudes are a naming of Jesus' own life. Blessed is the one who wept. Blessed is the one who flipped tables for righteousness' sake. Blessed is the one who forgave Peter for denying him three times. Blessed is the one who wore a crown of thorns instead of jewels. Blessed is the tempted one who chose a cross instead of the kingdoms of the world in all their splendor. Blessed is a Middle Eastern refugee who lived, died, and resurrected even for those determined to keep him out. I have received permission to share an incredibly precious story about my friend Halston. This summer, I interned at a church plant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I led a small group of mostly non-Christians who were quite interested in Jesus and skeptical of his followers. Halston brought a pep to share with a group of vegans, and I knew I found. Halston is also the cousin of Philando Castile, whose jarring death by the hands of police was broadcast all over social media. Halston described the protests as a literal family reunion. In the midst of chanting anger and confusion, she looked at me, and I'll never forget this. She said, "My spirit is so tired. Why don't they see Christ in me? Blessed are those who mourn, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God." To the Halstons in this room, in your weariness and in your resistance, you are beloved. Blessedness does not merely equate to happiness, but the assuredness that one is including in the coming of the realm of the Lord. You are chosen. You are loved. You are claimed by the one who defeated death. Oppression has no place in the kingdom of God. And to the fellow Amy's in this room, we have a lot to learn from those who know no other life but resistance. Their vulnerability is a beautiful gift. We are called to join them in doing justice, in loving kindness, and walking humbly with our God. I want to be very clear. I do not think this passage in Matthew is encouraging us to romanticize poverty and despair, but rather to stand in solidarity with the poor in spirit, the meek, the mourning. The Beatitudes are not just a blessing, they're a beckoning. They are a call to action for the sake of creating the world God imagines. They are a prophetic proclamation. Why was Jesus blessed? That goodness? His sinlessness? Or radical hospitality? These are all worthy attributes to emulate. But maybe it is less about what Jesus did and more about what he had. And that's communion with the Father. It springs forth every beautiful thing about Jesus' ministry, which we are invited to participate in. The Beatitudes invite us into that communion, to be a part of discipleship so that we too may be peacemakers, holy troublemakers who hunger and thirst for righteousness. There is no one too far from the grasp of Christ's hand. Prayer for you is that the Holy Spirit fills you with brim holy hope. You may be insulted. You may be persecuted. You will be weary. She is an untamable wind that sings in many languages. To leave you with a prayer written by the bishop of the conference, let us open our hearts to receive these words. God, Beatitudes. Welcome the unborn and the Muslim refugee. We remember that the meek will inherit the earth. When we cease the bullying of LGBT to youth and the torture of political enemies, we recall that peacemakers will be called children of God. We hear the cries of the persecuted church and the women degraded in the 2016 election season. Your voice echoes from the mountains that the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Gracious creator of us all, we do not ask that you would bless us. We ask for courage to do things that you are able to bless. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, our teacher, our healer, and our redeemer. Amen.